Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about United Healthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Samoa Joe is back in NXT. Plus, WWE have exciting plans for when they get back on the road. And an NXT call-up is getting a bizarre new name for Wednesday, June the 16th, 2021. This is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
I want you to tell these people that you're leaving. And then I want you to walk your ass up that aisle and never come back. Say it. Say that Cross was right. Say it. Say Cross conquers all. We ain't got all night, Mr. Regal. Tick.
Mr. Regal, I believe you wanted to speak with me.
I did, Joe, but not in these circumstances. It was for talk later, but you're here. And I, because of my love for NXT, I think everybody deserves a general manager that can hold the position with the integrity and the respect that it deserves. And so I would like you to be the new general manager of NXT. Joe, I am no longer able to keep this up. I have put too much of my life
Regal,
into
Regal,
this.
Please, please, please. I can say without a shadow of a doubt, my answer is absolutely not. You see, I've always understood that I made your life hell while I was here, but I always afforded you respect. And with that being said, I would be more than happy to ensure that you receive the respect that you deserve from everybody.
But if that is something that I'm willing to do, Joe, there's some conditions. Number one, you cannot be a competitor. Number two, you cannot lay a hand on anyone. Unless provoked.
Mr. Regal, I accept your offer. Which only leaves one more question to be answered, and that's, what are you still doing in this ring?
It's
Samoa Joe squaring up to Karrion Kross at the end of that segment there, having accepted his brand new role in NXT. So there was a lot of rumours over the past week about what Samoa Joe was going to do next. He was seen at the Performance Center. Triple H had lots of nice things to say about Samoa Joe. And lo and behold, here he is back as part of NXT. Not quite in the role that many of us said he would be. Because there was a lot of conversation about William Regal stepping down as general manager and having Samoa Joe replace him. Did that happen? Well, yes and no. So as you heard there, William Regal had every intention to resign from the position last night and hand it over to Samoa Joe. Joe returned the very polite offer and declined it, saying that instead he wants to work with William Regal. So we now have Samoa Joe in this enforcer type role in NXT. And you know what? This is actually perfect. This fits Samoa Joe like a glove. The whole idea that he is there to enforce Regal's law. But we saw it in action later in the night with Adam Cole and Kyle O'Reilly getting pulled apart and Adam Cole pushing Samoa Joe out of the way, consequently leading to Joe putting the clutch on Adam Cole and choking him out before saying when he wakes up, tell him Regal wants an answer. It was a really cool moment. Just establishes in one segment what Samoa Joe is going to be like working with William Regal. Really happy with this. Talking of Adam Cole and Kyle O'Reilly, that pull-apart brawl led to William Regal making the first match for the Great American Bash 2021, an NXT pay-per-view special, sorry, an NXT TV special going down in 3 weeks' time. We'll see Adam Cole versus Kyle O'Reilly one-on-one. They had that explosive unsanctioned match on pay-per-view, and it looks as if they're going to continue that aggression in 3 weeks' time on a special episode of NXT. More matches to be announced for that special very soon. Also from last night's episode of NXT, and we're going to see what the Diamond Mine is all about next week. We've seen these promos airing, showing a gym, a performance center-like setup, and talk of the Diamond Mine, either like the name of a physical gymnasium or the name of a sporting group. This has been on and off since April, and we found out that we will see the Diamond Mine as it will be opening next week. A lot of speculation as to who and what this is going to be. Is it going to be one particular person? Is it going to be a group of people? Is it going to be a sort of splinter off show a la Raw Underground? We're going to find out in 7 days on NXT. Full results from last night's show available at cultaholic.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Not long now till WWE gets back in front of live fans. Andrew Zarian took to Twitter to reveal that he is hearing some exciting stuff about upcoming WWE plans. He says, hearing about a lot of exciting stuff on the WWE side of pro wrestling. Too early to post anything, but honestly, I'm very hopeful we will see a quality turnaround by the end of the year. I hate being vague. I generally don't post things like this, but I'm very hopeful right now. He goes on to say in a reply to somebody about this, Cena and Brock are not the only things they have coming up. WWE and their content partners know returning to a live audience is a huge opportunity to get the train back on the tracks. Kind of an omission of things having not been quite right for the past 6 to 8 months. It's been a weird time on Monday Night Raw, that real lack of energy in that show. And it's an opportunity, as he says there, to start afresh in front of a live crowd. And apparently some big things are coming. All we really want is stories that we're interested in. We want some stories that are interesting. We know that the wrestling can look after itself sometimes. Randy Orton and Riddle taking on the New Day on Monday night was one of the best Monday Night Raw matches in a long time. So we know that when they're motivated to do so, the wrestling can look after itself. We just need some stories, stuff to get our teeth into. And hopefully we'll be getting a bit of that once we get back in front of fans from next month. There's a report in Forbes all about All Elite Wrestling and some of the big money that's gone back and forth from this promotion. And it has been revealed in this article that AEW are currently in the red. Here's the article excerpt taken from Forbes. The $43.75 million AEW received from TNT last year made up the largest share of its revenue, but that's a rounding error compared to publicly traded WWE's record of $974 million in revenue in 2020. Still, AEW's pay-per-view numbers and ticket sales are growing, and the new show will add to its coffers. Khan expects its wrestling division to be profitable this year, though an eight-figure investment in video game development will keep the company in the red for now. AEW operating on much lower money as a result of investing heavily into video games. We know there's at least two AEW video games coming very, very soon, and it sounds like they're throwing a lot of money at this to make them right. Another interesting quote from this Forbes article is from the father of Tony Khan, Sadiq Khan, who says, I didn't think AEW was a good idea, but I told Tony, look, when I'm dead and gone, I'm going to be leaving you and your sister a lot of money. Why don't you blow some of that while I'm alive? We talked about the theft from the Thunderdome on the news videos last week. It turns out it wasn't just the Raw tag team titles that were stolen. Sheamus's cross was taken as well. He shared a picture online of the cross in question. It's the one that he wears around his neck, the big chunky cross with the Celtic writing, the words Celtic Warrior in the center of it. He says, a lovely fella stole my cross. I'd appreciate if you internet sleuths could track it down and return it via the details below. Ringside seats reward when we return to your town and many beers. USFPD Tampa on Twitter have shared photos of a man they want to speak to in connection to the thefts from the Thunderdome. You can check those out on Twitter right now. A former WWE star is making their debut for Impact Wrestling on Thursday. The former Steve Cutler, who was let go from the company at the start of the year, makes his first appearance as Steve Maclin. We saw a brief promo for him in which he was drinking some Jameson's whiskey. Looks like he was signing the contract there, and quite intrigued as to what this character is going to bring to the table. I think there's going to be we're going to see something special out of Steve Maclin. I guess we'll find out on Thursday, won't we? Two new WWE signings behind the scenes. George Carroll, who worked previously for New Japan in the US and Major League Wrestling, has joined the writing team for NXT. He's bringing a whole bunch of experience with him to that role. And John D'Amico has returned to WWE. Back in his role of director for production management for WWE live events, he was furloughed and then let go in September of last year. He started back with WWE back in 1989, over 30 plus years with the company. And now, after 10 months away, as a result of COVID, he is back with the company full-time ahead of their massive return to live shows and that 20-plus live date run in July. We send our best wishes to Don West, former TNA commentator, has revealed he's undergoing immediate treatment following a brain lymphoma diagnosis. He published a letter on the KPQ website where he does a podcast about his beloved Seahawks. He says the Don West show has been away because he'd been diagnosed with brain lymphoma and is beginning immediate treatment. He goes on to say, I want to thank my wife Terry for her love and support, my family and everyone that works at Cherry Creek Media and KPQ. I also want to thank the Don West show's incredible sponsors and my friends for all the prayers that are coming my way. I am praying the chemotherapy will help me heal faster and hopefully I'll be back on the radio soon. I can't wait until this is all over and I can be back with you all again. I love you all. And we saw the debut of Piper Niven on NXT this past Monday. Quite a few head scratchings on Twitter around the fact that the commentators seem to not know who she was. And there's been a bit of debate online as to whether or not this was the right way to introduce Piper Niven, somebody who has been a part of NXT for a long time and somebody who's been doing stuff on NXT UK consistently, to suddenly forget who she is, despite the fact that there's no change to her image, no change to her look. It certainly left people scratching their heads. Fightful Select report that this is happening because she's getting a new name. And they report that WWE is still trying to figure it out. At the moment, the name that has been pitched is Dewdrop or Dewdrop. Dewdrop. Nothing official as of writing, they say. Dewdrop or Dewdrop. I don't know how I feel about Piper Niven being called Dewdrop. I mean, I don't... it's... I'd like your opinions on it, actually. You can let us know what you think about all this and more in the wrestling world at Cultaholic on Twitter. Follow us there for the latest wrestling news delivered straight to however you consume Twitter. Also get the latest wrestling news at cultaholic.com throughout the day as well. It was Bayley's birthday yesterday. How well do you know Bayley's WWE pay-per-view opponents? Why not take the quiz and see how you get on? Check out the Cultaholic YouTube channel as well for the latest wrestling news throughout the day, plus 9 pitches for Hell in a Cell 2021, in which Andrew, Jack, and Ross ponder some of the things that they would like to see happen as part of Hell in a Cell. This was one of my favourites from Andrew.
Mine and Ross's have like paralleled one another, this whole entire thing. So I'm also talking about the Roman Reigns and Rey Mysterio match, but again, it's another twist with the whole family stuff. So as much as I love Rey Mysterio, he's one of my all-time favourites ever, I'm not particularly fussed about this match, I have to say. It feels just cobbled together to get to the next chapter in the Tribal Chief story. But yeah, I got a little bit of an idea of where I'd like it to go. So the match starts straight off the bat. Rey tries to get some flurries in. He's furious at Reigns for what he's done to his son, just powerbombing him out of the ring and stuff. He's got a kendo stick in hand and he takes it to Reigns, but it's no use. Reigns has just had enough of all this. He doesn't see Rey as a threat, and with each thwack of the kendo stick, he's just getting more pumped up. Rey catches him in the head though, and Roman's like, whoa, he stumbles back a bit, but whoa, bounces back, slam, hits a spear, lines up for a Superman punch, boom, he leaves Rey motionless. Rey is done. And then instead of pinning him, Roman takes the kendo stick and uses it to do some form of like modified guillotine choke to put Rey down for good. The ref calls for Roman to stop, but he doesn't, which then leads Dominic to come to his father's aid. But again, much like SmackDown from last week, it's no good. Dominic is just overpowered by Reigns, who powerbombs him into the wall of the cell multiple times. You get him up, whoa, and then chuck him out of the ring and he bounces off the cell wall and all that kind of stuff. And he does it multiple times, throws him back into the ring, and in similar fashion to like last year's Hell in a Cell, he grabs the steps and he places it over the top of Dom. He ties Rey up in the ropes and tells him to acknowledge him, or his son is never going to wrestle again.
Ooh.
Rey's frantically, he's trying to escape, he's kicking and screaming that he acknowledges Roman, but Roman smirks anyway. He grabs a chair, he slowly makes his way over to Dom and raises the chair. He's ready to strike when Jimmy runs in to stop the onslaught. Jimmy gets in the face of Reigns and he starts screaming, where's your honor? Where's your code? You say that we're embarrassing the family, but look at what you do. People acknowledge you and you still treat them like S-H-I-T, just like my brother, your cousin. Roman lowers the chair. Roman's had enough of the disrespect from Jimmy over the last few weeks. You want to be the head of the table? You want to make the tough decisions I make? You want to provide for this family? Then stop shaming us and show me what you can do. Show me you're hungry enough. Show me that I don't have to carry the weight. of the family and this company on my shoulders. And take that from me right now. And Roman points to the Universal Championship. It seems as though the match is scheduled between the two. They butt heads, they're nose to nose, they're about to throw down. But then, whoa. Jay comes flying in, woo! He squares up to Reigns. He's getting in Reigns' face, but then no, he turns around, he turns to his brother Jimmy. And then Jay goes on to say, look, if it wasn't for you, Jimmy, if it wasn't for you getting involved in my match at last year's Hell in a Cell, this might not have happened. I might have become the new Universal Champion. You cost me that. You cost our family. You're the reason that this is happening right now. So, hey, you want to save the family? You want to save me? You take the title and you put a stop to all of this. But if you lose, you put up, you shut up, and you do as the tribal chief demands. It's as simple as that. I'm sick of this drama. And then Jimmy's hesitant. He accepts the challenge. He wants to be beside his brother. He wants to do everything he can to protect him from Reigns. He goes to embrace Jay in an emotional moment, but he sees Reigns charging towards them both. Jimmy pushes Jay out of the way. Bosh, done, spear. Just like that, 1, 2, 3. Reigns has retained the title and he gains a new member at the table. That's the pitch. Convoluted, I know. Long.
That
I apologize.
On some sort of stage, not a wrestling room.
It's like Hamilton.
9 pitches for WWE Hell in a Cell 2021 at youtube.com/cultaholic right now. On the Twitch channel today from 1 p.m, it is you and I and Banjo-Kazooie for the Nintendo 64. Going to play us some Banjo. The Wednesday N64 streams will be moving to make way for a brand new show hosted by our very own Ross Tweddle. We'll be talking about that later on the Twitch channel. I'll explain all the details then, but stay with us on Twitch for that. And later today, Jack and Owen are back playing some Football Manager from 6 p.m. as well. twitch.tv/cultaholic. And on the podcast feed, it's a brand new episode of Desert Island Graps. I am in conversation with wrestler, stuntman, actor, man of 1,000 different hats, Luke Hawks, and he talks about his career, lifetimes, and picks 3 wrestling matches that he wants to watch while stranded on a desert island. That is later today on the Cultaholic podcast feed, and I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.